and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, the population and housing census is conducted across the country once every 10 years. The idea is for official data from this census to be used to inform how billions of ringgit in government funding will be spent each year and help fuel research about issues and communities for the next decade. But how true is that? Joining us on the show tonight to share more about the importance of census data being as complete and accurate as possible, we have Dato' Sri Dr. Muhammad Uzair Mahidin. He's the Chief Statistician at the Department of Statistics Malaysia. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Now, as we understand it right now, the second phase of the Census 2020, the face-to-face interview portion with enumerators, all of that, that's been rescheduled to January of next year because of the recent spike in COVID-19 cases. So I understand that the e-census portion has been extended till the end of the year. Now, Uzair, if you may begin by kind of telling us what challenges the Department of Statistics faces in terms of census taking within a year of a pandemic.
Thank you, Marisha and Mr. Sarah. Thank you very much for having me. Actually, this year is really a challenging year for all of us in terms of how to carry out the national census. This is the state census, and I think this is the first time that the census has to be rescheduled for a second time. Originally, we planned to conduct the census in July, from 7 to 24 of July. So because of the pandemic, the government agreed that we put the census in two phases. The first phase is from July 7 and up to the 30th of September, and the second phase, face-to-face interview or visit, will be carried out from 7th of October until 24th of October.
Uzair, can I ask you if this postponement will any way affect the quality of the data and its use in the future?
I think this is something that we really think that the census is not is about the in terms of the data generated for the census is not something that we worry about the quality, because important thing is this, the census we need the participation from all our resident Malaysian and non Malaysian. Who reside in Malaysia. As far as the quality is our concern, is if we can get participation 100% and everyone participate and judging from the question we put in this census, it is very straightforward. So
Is the target 100% participation? I mean, I understand that you're looking at 32.7 million responses. How far have you gotten in terms of achieving that target? How many have responded to the e-census so far?
So far, we received about 12%. Total population already participated is about 3.6 million population across the country. And the highest numbers from Putrajaya, about 65%, followed by Perak, Johor, Selangor, KL, and other states. And among the lower states participated in the census at this juncture are Kelantan, Pahang, and also several states like Kedah and also Sabah.
So you want to make sure that it's across the board. And I'm wondering how the digital component of, you know, e-census is going to be challenging for some people. Even those who have shown initiative to take the e-census online are saying that there are issues of, you know, website too slow, server down, cannot submit reply. How are you going to encourage 100% participation if those who are already taking it have feedback that it's quite challenging to do it online?
We admitted that during at the end of the first phase, originally scheduled until 30th of September, we received a lot of people that participated during the very last minute. So during that period, it's very clear that we have very heavy traffic in filling up the instances, and with the extension given up to 31st of December, we believe that we can mitigate the problem. And our technical team also, we now work very hard to resolve some of the technical issue. And of course, the, among the feedback we got is the time that to be for the people to receive the invitation code.
So can I ask you about, you mentioned earlier, you know, the question of targets, and we're talking about that. What about rural populations, Malaysians who dwell in forests, the our tribal population, as well as, you know, the non-citizen population, especially those workers from foreign countries who number in the millions? How are you dealing with those components of the community?
For the community that, for example, foreign workers, they also included in the census, and we also engage with their employer, and we also know that where they are, where they are live. And actually, for those that not participate in the census, they will carry out the face-to-face interview. So we visited their places in the second phase in January next year. But our focus at the moment now is, our focus now is on how we can increase the level of e-census participation in the urban area and also suburban area. So we do a lot of initiative. We reach the community leader, and how we can really can assist, especially for older generation. We found that they have difficulty to fill up the form. We know that not all our people are IT savvy.
Right.
So we bring the facility on technology on the e-census kiosk to the community on the ground at the area where we think that we can receive a lot of participation.
Sorry to interrupt you again, but I do want to ask about the design of this census, and I think it's quite interesting. Could you let us know what questions, I understand 108 questions in this census. What's different in Census 2020 versus Census 2010?
I think this census is very much different in terms of number of questions. We have, in terms of number, huge numbers. Compared in 2010, we have only about 50 question. Now we have 108. And why we require a lot of questions this time around? Because the focus of the country are very much different. We want to enhance whatever we have right now, and we want to see how the social, the well-being of the people can be improved further. Among the area that we put in this question about the security, on the facilities, health, education, on the disability, and in terms of our readiness to face as an aging society. A lot of questions in this time around is focused on the soft thing, on the well-being, and on the people. So, for example, we want to know how many people that have to commute a long way from their home to their office, the place of their work. It is something that is not in this in the previous census, and of course other thing in terms of the distance to the other facilities such as the sport activities, recreation facilities, and of course we want everyone to have the security. So we also put about how they feel safe living in their area.
So a lot to cover in the census. Hopefully people will go through all 108 questions. We're going to take a quick break, but please stay on the line. We've got to come back and continue this conversation. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.